The cathartic nature of sport is not lost on Josip Gombau, coach of A-League team the Western Sydney Wanderers. Gombau was having a kick around with some of the Wanderers players after a midweek training session. The game finishes and Gombau reflects on the struggles of many Spanish families as the country continues to find its way out of the economic doldrums.
The last year has been very difficult for us. There are a financial crisis, also a lot of corruption in politics, and it's something that the country is not proud. And I think that sometimes the football brings the people this happiness that you don't have in the life, not because it has been a very difficult time for a lot of families with no money, no resources.
During the height of the Spanish recession in 2012, unemployment in Spain reached as high as 25%. It's now down to around 16%, but is still the third highest among OECD countries. As Gombau says, football can bring the people happiness. But no one would have guessed just how much happiness until the Spanish team embarked on a revolution that changed the way the world played football and delivered the country a World Cup trophy and two European championships between 2008 and 2012. Gombau says the nation issues a collective smile every time the national team wins, and it also puts a premium on Spanish footballers and coaches around the world.
I think that the Spanish football in that moment was in the top of the world, and everybody speak about the Spanish football. And this is something that benefit us as a coaches that we are working outside of our country, because it's like a brand. No, if it's Spanish, we'll bring this tiki-taka football and this brand of football, and this provide to us also a credibility.
After years coaching youth teams with Spanish giant Barcelona, Gombau travelled to Australia in 2013 to join A-League team Adelaide United. Prior to his arrival, there'd been just one Spanish player in the Australian League, but Gombau would herald a wave of Spaniards joining A-League teams, where 25 have now played in the last 5 years. Among them is Oriol Riera, once a regular in the Spanish Football League known as La Liga. He now plays under Gombau at the Wanderers after looking to cash in on the good reputation of Spanish players.
And after this, Spanish football has a lot of options to go over the world, no? So yes, we had a very economical problems, and this was like we are here, we have problems, but we are the best.
Now, 8 years after Spain's maiden World Cup triumph, the country heads into the next global showpiece, again among the favourites. But with the tournament on the horizon, tensions around Catalonia's referendum to break away from Spain have spilled onto the pitch. The country's National Football League has warned one of its crown jewels, Catalonia's FC Barcelona, could be expelled if the region secedes. That's Barcelona fans at the club's Camp Nou Stadium, which has become a cauldron of separatist fervour. Independent supporters accuse Madrid of acting in an increasingly authoritarian manner since Catalonia's parliament unilaterally declared independence from Spain in October. Catalonia's ex-leader, Carles Puigdemont, is wanted in Spain for sedition and rebellion and has been detained in Germany on a European arrest warrant. Josip Gombau, himself a Catalan, has called for mediation between the central government in Madrid and the Catalan leadership.
Two ways. One thing is sports and the other thing is politics. But this has been a very difficult time for Catalan people, because at the end there are a lot of people in jail that really they don't did anything wrong. Just they tried to make a referendum and tried to make that the population, the people express itself by a votation, you know.
To this backdrop, Spain heads to the World Cup in Russia as the team gears up to face Portugal, Morocco and Iran in the group stages. There are calls for unity.
A lot of Catalan players are playing in the Spanish national team, which I think that should be that. One thing is politics and the other thing is football, and football need to be on top of this.
If recent results like the 6-1 drubbing of Argentina are anything to go by, Oriol Riera says Spaniards will have plenty to cheer for come July.
They have a good chance now within this new generation, so minimum semi-final.
Darren Mara, SBS News.